Personally, I have a challenge with some of the content, and more especially their accuracy. When you look at the curriculum, is it for curriculum for religious and moral education? That particular objective for which the authors are writing to is about the pupils debating the effects of Christian missionaries or European missionaries in Ghana, some of their effects. So it's actually expected to be a debate that the pupils were to have. So in so doing, I think the authors were trying to generate ideas about how or some of the points that the pupils can raise in terms of their debate. But when you look at it, you would have realized that some of the issues that they mentioned over there are inaccurate. For instance, if you say religion is a major cause of physical conflict and doctrinal disputes in Ghana, that is inaccurate. So, because in Ghana we are not having any physical conflicts when it comes to religion, I think Ghana has been cited as one of the most peaceful countries, and because of the religious tolerance. So, if you promote this in textbooks for pupils to learn, then it is refuting that particular reality in the country. So for me, one, it is over there that it is not actually factual. And then also, if you look at the Christianity has led to an increased poverty, there is no fact in that too. So there is a need for us to decouple conjecture or somebody's figment of imagination from what actually is the reality when we are writing textbook for our pupils to learn. Because if you look at the criteria for assessing the various textbooks that the authors submit, there are about 10 criteria, and then one of them is the content. And at the content level, one of the things that they look at is the accuracy and the currency of the content matter and the relevance of the content to the curriculum standard. These particular two criteria, which are under the content, I'm sure the points raised in these textbooks are not actually relevant to them. They are defeating these particular items under the content when you look at the criteria in the guidelines submitted by NACAD to the publishers so that they can meet the such criteria before submitting their textbook for validation. Actually, for me, I have issue with accuracy, and then how current this issue are, and I feel strongly that the authors did quite a poor job when it comes to that particular area of the textbook. And it also tells that probably NACA hasn't done a thorough job, just let this slip by to come to our public domain.
From the ministry angle and with respect to NACA, the content that you provided on the screen is not what the approved content by the publisher is as we speak. The final document or the final approval, which was given to the publisher to work on, isn't what you've displayed on your screen, and therefore the content is not an approved content of NACA. So it can't be the official content approved as the process in approving a material for use in our schools go through. The quality assurance process and the final outcome of the process did not approve the content as you've shown on your screen. And therefore, it isn't a NACA approved content as the book or what you've displayed on the screen shows. There are books which do have NACA approved, and there are books which also have based on NACA approved curriculum. So the difference here is that the first one indicates that it is a NACA approved material. And the second one indicates that it is not a NACAR-approved material, but the writer says that he wrote its content based on the approved curriculum of NACAR. And it can again be the situation that some publishers may go ahead of themselves, do or print some materials with the confidence that the content that they provided wouldn't have any objection to it. And when they go and there's an objection to it, instead of removing or doing away with the earlier publication, they put all of them together and bring it onto the market. And there are instances where some of these publishers have been reported to the police and they are facing prosecution as we speak. So the content as you provided on the screen is not the content that was approved by NACA as part of the process in approving a textbook for use in our schools.
Let me say that the book that you are showing is approved by NACA. You see, there's a published document of, I think it's about 66 pages. That lists all the books that have been approved by NACA. And this document is there. It's page 56. So this book is approved. Okay. So let's settle that. Again, if this is not what was given to the authors to work on, and I said I understand the processes extensively because I know how those things work and I have the privilege of doing some of these things. So I understand the processes extensively. If this is not what was given to the authors to work on finally, then the authors needs to be blacklisted by NACA, and that should be it. Because these books are in the market with this content. What it means is that once they were going through the NACA approval process, they had published the books already. Okay, so these books the authors should be blacklisted and not allowed to publish for NACA again. Again, I expect NACA to release an official statement indicating if what we are hearing is true, indicating that there is another set of books by the same author that they have approved that have different content than this that we are looking at. But this is the book in the market with the content as displayed. And sometimes when you're making some of these things, we should be careful because people have copies of these books and they have shown it to us. And we have seen that this is what the authors put in the market and they are selling. So we should rather focus on the authors and let them know that what they have done is wrong, because this is not what NACA asked them to go on and then publish. You can also look at it from the point of view that maybe the reviewers of this particular book did not do a thorough job, and we have to say it as it is. But to say that this is not approved by NACA and the approved books in the market is different from this, it's a little bit inaccurate, because this is in the list of books that have been approved by NACA. The books that were published by NACA is there, page 66. The authors, the book, everything is there. Again, this book is in the market and students have had access to it and they are using it. So we should now target the authors where either they didn't listen to NACA, and this normally happens. Some of the publishers, while they are going through the review process, they go on and publish and then put it in the market, and parents would buy this content because, of course, they need a boost to guide their kids for their education purpose. So maybe after they have finished the review process, they went ahead to print another set of books. These are the explanations that we should be putting in the public and allow alerting the public that these authors have violated NACA rules and processes, and they need to be punished or sanctioned for that purpose. But we shouldn't create the impression that this is not a NACA approved book, because the fact does not speak to that particular issue.